Excuse me, where can I find Mrs. Kirka?
She's probably in the office, sir.
Yes, please come in.
Hello, ma'am. You have no idea how sorry I am. That fool suddenly started to play the tape.
And you just stood there and let them do whatever they wanted to do.
I just wanted them to realize that you yourself did absolutely nothing wrong. I just wanted them to know they're making a mountain out of a molehill. Mrs. Kirka, I swear to God, I didn't laugh. I promise you I didn't. I fired both of them.
What do you want me to do about it?
Be kind enough to forgive me. We need you. We need your signature to finalize the deal. And the landlady, she keeps calling me all the time.
Okay, leave a number. I'll call you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Kirka. Please, these beautiful flowers are for you. Please accept them as a token of my sincere apology.
Go and give it to Miss Mahtabi at the desk.
Okay, sure. Then I should expect you to be calling me?
Fine. It's true that Akbar and I aren't on good terms with each other. But I simply can't tolerate anyone insulting him or making fun of him. Once tonight is over, I'll make it up to him. Is Sara really old enough to get married? I wonder.
Hey, hey, hey. You look like $1 million, knock on wood.
It's your turn, Uncle.
I'm ready. Let's go. We're gonna be...
Hold on. Where are you going?
Where? I'm the bride's brother.
So?
Well, I'm pretty sure I have to check out our future son-in-law, don't I?
No, you don't. You don't have to come. Nothing is fixed yet. Go back to your room.
See? I can't believe it.
My gown is too small for me. What should I wear now, Uncle?
How should I know, dear? Wear another gown.
No one is coming with us. It's just me and Sara.
But why, Dad?
Don't you worry, Akbar. I'll keep an eye on them. I won't let anybody even breathe. You go ahead.
If you want me to believe you, at least stop playing chess. Let's go.
Sara, please keep an eye on them.
Don't forget your mom's dress.
What about me? I want to see what it looks like.
Wait a minute. I suggest you go to the restaurant, then go and hide in a corner, and call us on your cell phone and tell us everything, huh?
But you know I'm afraid of Mom.
Don't worry. There's nothing to be scared of. Tell her it's too crowded, and you've gone to the restaurant in order to study.
Should I go, Uncle?
It's not a bad idea. Go ahead.
Well, who's my rival?
He's two moves away from checkmate.
Hello, sir. It's good to see you again.
Hello, Musa. How are
just
you?
Just fine, thanks. Your husband's
sorry,
here.
Sorry, sir. My hands are wet.
Hello, sir. Hello, Sara.
Hello. Here.
Thank you so much, Sara, my darling. Listen, Miss Mahtabi, we have some really important family guests that are coming tonight. I'd like you to reserve table number 3 for them.
Yes, ma'am.
Sara, darling, go with Miss Mahtabi and select another table if you don't think it's suitable.
Okay.
I'll go to the kitchen.
Listen, Akbar. Please, promise me no one's gonna find out.
Is there anyone left who doesn't know?
For the next 2 or 3 hours.
Just for the next 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, hello, sir. I heard you'd come, but I wanted to see you myself. We missed you.
What's up, Abdi?
Oh, no, not much.
I'll add more salt later.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I think it needs more pepper.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hey, everybody, hey, cheers for our dear friend Akbar.
Yeah.
Hey. Round of applause. Hey.
Oh, it's Akbar. Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hi,
Welcome.
How are you?
It's good to see you again, sir.
Thanks.
Having you back here makes everyone at the restaurant very, very happy.
Thanks. All right, don't stand around. Get back to work. We'll be very busy tonight.
No problem.
Sure.
Miss Solmaz.
Yes, sir?
Wait a second. Get back to work. So, tell me, did you take care of your problem?
No, Mr. Akbar. I couldn't. They told me to wait my turn.
Really? But you can't ask your landlord to wait. How strange. Okay, get back to work.
Okay.
Go on. Abdi.
Yes, sir.
So tonight, while I'm here, I want you to take out 5 million tomans from the cash desk and give it to Solmaz. Then deduct 150,000 tomans from her salary every month. Don't forget it. I want it done tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen up. We have some very important family guests tonight. They want to make onion soup and quail kebab. Hamid?
Yes, what is it?
Take some quails out of the fridge.
Yes, very well, sir.
Mr. Akbar, our financial situation is such that we really...
Bad. I know. Of course. What did you expect?
Well, you want to give me 5 million tomans or solmaz?
Of course. 5 million tomans can solve her problem. Give it to the poor woman.
Okay. Mr. Akbar, many of our customers are complaining.
Really? About what?
I don't know. About food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
By the way, your wife has to go to the union. They've summoned her. The health department has also warned her.
Hey, don't laugh. Well, my wife's the manager. She has all the answers. Of course she must go. What did you expect?
Yes, what did I expect?
Hello, welcome. Hello. Good to see you.
How are you doing?
Good Hello. Evening. Yes, Hi. Your table has been reserved for you. Right over here.
Mommy, they're here.
Why are you so jumpy, dear? Calm down. Act like a lady. Cool, calm, and collected. It's not an official meeting.
Hello, how are you?
He looks like Arnold. I hope his daughter goes after him.
No, Mother.
Listen to me. Grandma, listen to me. He's not Sara's father. You're mistaken. He's the restaurant's security guard.
What did he say?
Dear Dad says
really
he's not Sara's father.
Yes, they own this
he's
place.
He's a security guard.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Tell me, Mommy. You won't fight again, am I right?
Don't worry. Let's go. Akbar, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Our guests are here. Come to the salon.
Okay, I'm coming.
Akbar, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Our guests are here. Come to the salon.
Okay, I'm coming.
Sara.
Yes?
Why are you so nervous? Come here. Turn around. Okay, let's go.
Mom, they're here.
But Dad was standing right in front of me.
Hello?
Hello.
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 It's okay. How are you?
Fine, Welcome. Thank you very much.
How are you?
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Let me introduce you, my father, my mother.
Yes, the same here. And this is my grandma.
Thanks for coming. Please sit. We're honored to have you here.
Sit down, please.
They're sitting down?
Sit down.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I was looking forward to meeting you. Tirdad here really admires the both of you. You and your wife. He really does. Indeed.
Thanks. That's kind Thanks. Of you.
Everything's fine for now. Mom and Dad are sitting beside each other. Damn it. I don't know why Siama keeps staring at me.
Over there. Behzad, put that fava rice over there.
Oh.
And the quail over there.
Beautiful. Ah. Wow, well done.
Thank you very much. You went to so much trouble.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Do you need anything else at the moment?
No, no it's
we're
okay.
Fine. That's okay.
Yeah,
you
get back
get
to work. Help yourself.
Help yourself.
Thank you very much. After you, please.
Would you like me to serve her? It's really okay.
No, thanks. I'll serve her myself. You want some?
Your dad said that recently you and your wife were on TV in an interview about cooking and running a restaurant. Is that right?
Your dad also told me about it.
Well, it wasn't very important, really. Please, help yourself. The food will get cold.
Here you go.
Mr. Tirdard. Why don't you start?
Yes, I will. You go ahead.
Smells very good. Reminds me of the past.
Bon appetit.
Did you cook it yourself, Mr. Ali Magam?
No, ma'am. Our cook did. I just run the kitchen.
It's delicious. But your dad said you are a cook.
Mom, I said Mr. Almagan is a good chef. I didn't say that he cooks in his own restaurant.
What's the difference?
They're different.
Have some quail kebab, please. It's delicious.
She doesn't even let me make salad at home. She doesn't trust me. But she's a very, very good cook. She really is. But she pales in comparison to you. Mr. Ali Magam, you are a true chef and expert.
Well, Tirdad, dear, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
What did you want me to say?
Okay, now they are eating. I think that everything is fine. But Dad looks a little bit upset.
Okay.
Oh, well, it doesn't feel right to checkmate my own uncle. But unfortunately, I just did.
Shameless brat. Go and heat me up some food. I'm starving. What's Shirin saying?
Nothing. She says everything is fine. But Dad looks a little upset, she says. She doesn't know why.
All right, we'll know once we have some dinner.
Akram, is there any sausage left?
It's in the fridge.
Damn this luck. It's just so annoying. We told all our relatives that we're going to run a restaurant. But your henpecked brother ruined our plan.
I hate it when you talk like that.
I mean, if your brother wasn't so much under the influence of his wife.
I hate it when you talk like that, Human. I hate it.
How should I put it? If your brother opened up an independent restaurant, I would work with him, put the meat on the skewers, or prepare the ingredients for kebab. Then both of us would have prospered, you see? It's a pity they made up. Your brother has a golden hand. Even if he puts some pots in the middle of the park and makes some tarragon soup, everyone in Tehran will swarm to buy it. We could become filthy rich. It's a pity that woman... Was that the doorbell? I'll get it.
It was such a great pleasure to meet you.
Thank you ever so much. I can see that Grandma isn't back from the bathroom yet.
She'll come shortly.
Everything was fine. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. I apologize for any possible shortcomings.
It was fine.
Where do you think you're going, Mom?
Grandma? 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 Excuse me, please.
Yes.
We're leaving. Come this way.
Why are you leaving so soon?
Come with me.
Bye.
This way. Come
Bye.
With me, please. This
I'll
way.
I'll come again, I will.
Thanks for coming.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
always ask myself what goes on in each of these homes. Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill or be a genius or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police. So they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about. What happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Lead and Stars on iFilm.
Well, did everything go smoothly last night?
Yeah. Tyr Dad's dad was about to make a blunder, but Mom was quick enough to prevent it.
God, I wish they'd just make up and we could stop worrying about them.
Don't worry. Dad's at the restaurant for the present.
Saeed, pull over. I want to buy a sports newspaper.
Farhad, be quick about it. I might get a ticket.
Guys, we're doomed.
Why?
They printed another interview.
Oh, God.
Let me see it.
I can't believe it. Mom had another interview.
Why doesn't she stop it? Ugh.
Let me see. Who did she talk to?
She talked to the same reporter that Dad beat up.
Did she say something bad about Dad?
I don't know. Hold on.
Read it loudly. So, what did she say?
Hold on a second. Don't pester me with your
read
questions.
Read it out.
I'll read it. Hold on. It says, she's a restaurant's manager. And since Mr. Akbar only thinks about eating,
yeah.
And he's eating all the time, he runs the kitchen.
Musa, why didn't you wash the front steps?
Hello.
Hello.
And what's that you're reading now?
I wasn't reading it. Abdi was.
We were just reading a scientific article about space and at the Musa's there.
Reading is good, but only when you finish doing your job. Get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Farhad, go buy all the magazines.
What a disaster.
We'll follow Dad's route to the restaurant.
Sir, I'm buying all these magazines.
We'll buy all the magazines. Dad shouldn't see any of them, understood?
Good, good. Saying that the literacy
Hello.
Rate in our country is lower than Japan is total nonsense.
Yes.
Well, hey.
I'm sorry for disturbing your reading.
Everyone, hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
What's up? Why has everyone become so interested in reading today? Go back to work. Start working.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He's run no, out of them. Shops run out of magazines.
No,
that happens.
No,
don't you understand?
I don't know what you're telling me. No, no, I'm sure you
had any. No, you should have
left. What's Mr. Shane run out of?
Hello. Magazines.
Magazines?
The one you had an interview with.
Yes, your picture too. Look, here it is.
I'd like to talk to your editor-in-chief. It's urgent, sir. When was the interview? Why have you printed that nonsense on my behalf? What right do you have to make such things up? You are speaking to Minu Kerka, the manager of Chef Restaurant. Yes, I talked to that boy, but it was not an interview at all. He promised to keep everything I said off the record. Yes. Yes.
Minu, this guy, Mansouri...
No! No, I'll sue you! You'll see about that!
Minu. What is it? What's wrong? Huh?
I didn't say these things. He made it all up. Have an interview.
We have only one choice. Separation. That's all. Here, Mars.
Come on in. Hello, Akbar.
Hello. Why are you sitting in the dark?
Could you pull the curtain aside so the light can come in?
Who are you peeling that potato for? Tell me, why is your cafe so empty?
I really do have some customers, you know. Otherwise, I'd go bankrupt in no time.
When did you make these stews?
I made the ones on the left today. Will you stay for lunch?
I won't have your stew even if I do eat here. I don't want it.
When Akbar comes to my cafe at this time of day, it means there's a problem.
Yes, there's a problem. I'm all messed up. Messed up.
I'll call you back.
I think they're lost.
No, I was watching them. They got stuck at a red light. They know where the restaurant is. That's Mr. Shapur's car.
No, no. The restaurant is closer. No, it's closed now. No. Where are you going? No! Stop it! Ma'am, the restaurant is closed! I'm telling you, it's only 11!
Keep quiet, will you?
Stand aside, stand
aside. No,
no, get out of
your
way,
listen to me.
Okay?
No use going there! The restaurant's closed. It's only 11.
Mr. Musa, tell me, who were those people?
I honestly don't know. They forced their way in. I think they're some kind of thugs or something.
Sit down, please. Sit down. Thanks for coming. Sit down, please. Sit down. Sit down. Keep quiet, please. Sit down.
Excuse me, ma'am. The restaurant...
Sit down. Sit down. You think my brother is an orphan, don't you? These are my brother's relatives. Take a good look at them. Do you see them? Understood? Mansoor, please get up. Get up already. Come on. Come on. Okay, sit down. Well, take a good look at them. Don't you see their family? What do you have to say?
Nothing. It's good to finally know after 29 years that Akbar has some relatives.
Of course he does. Excuse me, Mrs. Minou. You've been robbing Akbar for the past 30 years. You're doing it in good times, and you're doing it in bad times, and this is the result. It's not right.
Excuse me, Are you one of Akbar's relatives?
Excuse me, I apologize for not bringing my ID card with me.
He is a relative. Everyone you see here will stand behind my brother from now on. You think he's alone?
Excuse me, ma'am. Is everything all right?
Yes, it's fine. Get back to work, Arshi.
Madam, is there a problem here? I am at your service.
Please return to the kitchen, I said.
Come on, let's go.
So what? You've brought your husband's relatives here for a fight?
No. Why should we fight? We came here to my brother's restaurant to have some lunch. Human, what would you like to have?
Whose restaurant did you say?
My brother's restaurant.
This restaurant belongs to both of us, Akram. But you should know I'm its legal owner. I hope you will remember that.
And where do you think you got it from? It's not like you were born with it.
That's none of your business. I have no problem showing you the ownership title if you want. Do you want to see it?
You must have put a spell on my brother to get the restaurant. How lucky for you.
You're obviously not feeling well, Akram. I won't get any pleasure out of fighting with you. As you can see, I even asked my workers to return to the kitchen. This is my place of work. You should have picked another place.
It's my brother's fault. If only he hadn't given you such free rein, you wouldn't get bossy with us now, and you wouldn't have dared have several interviews with TV channels and magazines. Why do they always print your picture?
Miss Matabi.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm going to my office. Lead these people out of the restaurant. We have no food and the restaurant hasn't opened up yet. If they refuse to leave, well...
I beg your pardon. What will you do if we refuse to leave?
If they refuse to leave, call the police and tell them to come here quickly. They might just make it to prison in time for lunch there.
Yes, ma'am. Hey! You think you can take everything from my brother? I will never let you do that.
Akram. Instead of doing something stupid, you can go and tell your brother to stop acting like a child.
I'm wondering where Akbar is. Why doesn't he come and talk to us?
Mrs. Alimagam is not here. Please leave now, sir.
Shut the hell up.
Miss Matabi?
Yes?
Who is it that you were supposed to call?
The police, of course.
Then why are you just standing there?
If they call the police, it'll end badly for us. We'll be charged with slander and trespassing. It could end with us being thrown in jail. Should we leave or stay?
Let's go. Let's go. I'll deal with her later.
Yes, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving. Let's go.
What's wrong, Mr. Musa? You look harried.
What can I say? They really look dangerous, Said. Did you see him?
See who?
Those people. Forgive me for saying this, but your father's relatives.
Who exactly are you talking about?
Oh, man. You know, the one who married your aunt.
You mean our uncle-in-law?
Yes, ma'am. Go in. Your mother's in her office. She can explain everything to you. Go on. God may help us. I've never seen anything like this before. Go on. God may help us. I've never seen anything like this before.
We wasted our money. What a shame. I can't believe that.
I'll show them.
And where do you think you're going?
I'm going to show them that there's no way that I'm going to let them meddle in our affairs. That's where I'm going.
What on earth are you going to tell Aunt Akram?
It has nothing to do with Aunt Akram. That worthless Homan is behind it all.
He has a point there.
That cell phone never has a signal, damn it! Ah!
Never mind, Farhad. Don't bother calling him. You and Shireen, go home and do your homework. I can deal with it on my own. Said, go to the kitchen and keep an eye on the cooks. Well, go on!
Goodbye, Mommy.
I know what to do with Homan. Just wait and see.